Begin the Gemara daf Masechet Sukkah daf Chafal. Begin on an Aleph. Begin to the Masechet. Begin the words of the Gemara. Yol of oil mi Mishkan. In order Gzir Shava, it says by Thomas Mess oil. It says by Mishkan oil. And therefore we know that it has to have the same parameters as the Mishkan, which is that Nasa by the other. That's the Tzitzit from Tzitzit. It has to take a second look. It says, and if you're going to say, wait a second, even Mishkan Aleph, if you're really learning out the Thomas oil from Mishkan, then actually, even if it's made by the human directly, it should not bring tuma. Specifically, if it's made out of linen, that's compared to malikin, like the Gemara teaches Shabbos Chavazayim and Beis. It's done like in the Mishnah. Whatever is derivative from wood is not tuma island. Elapishin only it's made out of linen. The old Gemara, island Mishkan, it's linen from the Gzei Shabbos from Mishkan. So why are we saying it's any not from the other? Should be dafka pishtan like we'd find by the Mishkan. This is something you could say is the cholam ha'ilam the metamim. Anything that's an oil that's metamim, the kale that's beneath it. Now, if in the sefri learns out the parsha paro. Duma bekavuchem and mitzayv. Kavuchem and mitzayv. Then we learn the brayse minayin la'asa shar ma'ilam ka'el ha'meis. How do we know to make all other things amal, like the oil ha'meis? I'm going to say, I'll tell you, ma mitzayv ha'kol. If regarding mitzvah, which is more lenient than avatoma, asabay kol milim ka'oil, we made anything, meaning even if it's not other person, we made like the oil to metam the kalim. So mesa chomer kol shekain, so mes which is more chomer. So navi avayis avatoma isn't a kabel chaimer that for sure it's going to make. Yes, not just pishdon, but all types of malim is going to have a halach of oil. It's just explained. The gam mitzvah exib meshabi, because by mitzvah itself, we know that's all ma'ilim. That's what we're learning from Mitzayra, from Kabachem, because it says Meshavai. It says, Bodid Yish Mchus Lamachna Meshavai. But the Shin and Mitzayra's Kanam, Meshavai Tommy, the place where he's sitting is going to be Tommy. The Kanam of me, they say, Tommy Yoshiv, Tachas Elon, if you have where he's sitting, the Tommy Mitzayra is sitting, Tachas Elon beneath a tree. The Torah Oiver and the Torah person passes by, so that's Meshavai. That's Tommy. So we see that, yeah, it's going to be Tommy, the Torah person, even if it's not made out of pishton, even if it's a tree, and from mitzvah we learn out to mess makavuchemer that yeah it's going to be all types of ma'il. Then the Torah is going to say him can if that's the case with another mitzvah, so kili avid nam by the adam. Then even if it's not made by the adam, neil makavuchemer mitzvah, we should learn out from that same makavuchemer mitzvah to say that yeah it's even by a tree, even if it's something that's not man-made. And bechitam we're going to say him can if that's the case gizera shava ma'hanim. So now what are we gaining from the Gezer Shav of Oil of Mishkan, which we were saying is limiting what we know as our Gemara makes it sound like? That's the text. What do you mean? The Peregma Medlikin. You need it for the Drasha, which is brought in Peregma Medlikin, which is the Chaliyatim, the Eitz, that whatever comes out from the tree, and the Matama, Tumas Oilim. It's not going to have Tumas Oilim, only if it's Pishtan, and that you know from the Gezer Shav. And that's the text. Something you can say is, no, the Mishav Lamash Malay Ribri Valay Miat. The word meshavi does not sound like it's necessarily including or excluding le'inyan she'in osab the adam regarding this if it's not made by the adam, and the riboy of meshavi is only coming to include of the oil that made out of pishtan like we said before. So if so, so you don't have any source that mitzera you don't need to be made by the adam. So if you cannot learn out meis from mitzera through the kavuchemer regarding this. Or the Rabbi Huda that he holds, that the Torah excludes by mess because he's the one who learns out. This is what our Torah's Damascus is explaining. He has a pain oil of a Mishkan, so therefore it's not going to have a tum of oil. Only the oil is maybe the Adam. Actually, learn out the mitzvah which is more lenient. From mess, meaning if mess, which is mocham, is not metame on oil, only if it's made by the adam, like we learned from the Mishkan. So for sure, mater, which is more kal, is definitely gonna have that leniency. So le metame is like metame in the oil that's not made by the adam. Not with abundant that they hold that there's no difference between the oil that's made by the adam or it's made by itself. So according to them, le mechalik le hocha with hocha, there's not gonna be any difference. Yeah, both by mess and by mitzera. Those going to be time even is not made by the other. Now, what's bothering Taisus is that, so based on what we're explaining, that just like Yehudah and Rabbanan, the differentiation by Oil HaMes, so two of them, they have the same differentiations by Mitzera. And according to Yehudah, Mitzera is not going to have the Tumah only if it's made by the other. So therefore, this contradicts the Brisa that was previously mentioned that holds that the mitzvah is, like we said, is yishev tachas ilon. The Torah person passes by using mitami, but the ilon is not made by the adam. So the Torah comes to explain. He says, "Va'abagav this tam sefer Rabbi Yehuda, although regular sefer Rabbi Yehuda, and this is what we quoted before, still as yishapa he the ilon Rabbi Yehuda. That aloha of the tree regarding the mitzvah works out even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tam b'shmaiten." Where we say in our sugya that Moedir Behuda Kimalayagrif, he agrees that although it's made with the other, but it's Kimalayagrif, not of the size of a fist, which the tree is, that he agrees that it would be Metame, and therefore it's not difficult. Then it says, what are we going to say? Vikimin the Shama Yilm Yafin Mamez Kavachim Tzerah. So since we said, oh, we're including other Meilim, not only Pishtun, we know that by Mezal Kavachim from Tzerah, and Kain, if that's the case, name it Dayoy, but if you know it from the Kavachim, you should say Dayoy, what's called Labim and Adin Lees Kanidin, meaning, Bulimitama Avrim. And that we should not contaminate those who pass by, like those who are burying that person in they passed by this structure that has a roof in front of a house. There were vessels over there, which the halacha is that the kelim become tummy, even if the mess is only passing by. So the question is, but why don't you say it's like by mitzayra? Because the mitzayra over in a mitamboil. It's the inverse of the case we mentioned before. If the mitzayra is sitting and the kelim passes by, it's mitamboil. But if the mitzayra is passing by, it's actually not mitamboil. Kitam mitzayra is ken. Kitam mitzayra is ken. Pekir gimel. Maisel pekir makadushan. Aplam gimel and base. So if mitzayra doesn't work, and that's where you know this aloha from mess, how could by mess over it's going to be mitamboil? This is just for something you could say is that the kabbalchimer is in elikilim b'amu. It's not a bona fide kabbalchimer. It's rather coming to reveal that tumas oil by the mess is actually by ma'ilim. The loyafinam in mishkan amut yeshamilim is just telling you not to learn from mishkan to exclude all other ma'ilim that are not made out of pishtim. And but it's not really kabbalchimer to say that you will be limited from the halacha of daya. Kinnik says, Masla begin with Zigmar Mavin, Noshim Upras Vyelvis, took all these precautions by the Paraduma. They bring the women over there on this the place that was built Al Sela, pregnant women, Vyelvis, and give birth over there. Now, Taisa says, Now, Abba Bejoya, Tanakis, Tameim, Benid Vyelvis, even though, anyways, the children were Tomei from the women who were menstruating and who gave birth, Tumas Yeledis, the child automatically becomes Tomei from touching the mother. But you're right, they weren't concerned that the going to protect them from the Tumma of Mess, because the Bayazoya that requires spraying day 3 and day 7, and also they would protect them from a Tumma that emanates from the body, which are considered Chumra type of Tummas, like they turn to have a similar mission. That they would bring them up over there until they were around 7, 8, not more, so that they shouldn't see carry. But that says we can test him. It's a little bit wonder because Mam Moil Mil is there. What does it help this drawing of the water from Imam Mitzvah that we draw with the children, as if that was protecting from any toma? So if still being an ish b'shas kiddush, anyway, you need him an adult at the time of the sanctification. Shnayis na ifel b'mem that when you put the ash of the paradum into the water, or b'shas ador at the time of the spraying of the of that liquid. Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanik and Muslim Perek Tarif Megalfi and Yuman of Mam Yul and Beis. So there's what you could say is the mashal. Whatever they could fix, they would fix because of the elevated status, because the kulmas ba'amatas is right. We're not really making sure it's not going to have any of these tumas. It's just elevated status, because these are Bereshim, like it says in the beginning of the human, the base. That's why they did it, but you're right. It's at the end of the day, there's going to be tumas, and there's also going to be adults that are involved. Kinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Balgabay and Delosis, and on top of the Shvarim were doors. Now, this says, Mandam begin the corner one says begin the chesam base of nazar and going godam non heim and alf break by the kol arvin even the flaman base break by the chigiv of chofeim alf, where it's mentioned a few times in shas the oil zorg loish may oil that a moving oil is not considered oil lochas but now truma to separate and to interpose in front of truma. The question is how could these doors be chayt similar to the truma even if it's oil it's zorg it's moving. So this explains that Rebbe who holds oil zorg loish may oil. What's the name of the sub of the Rabbi Yehuda? Right, he could say, hold the Rabbi Yehuda, Dambish Mayn, that he says, no, so you'll have me bring the losses. You're right, they didn't bring doors, they'll shvach them on the oxen, she could say, no, chavis, that they had wide stomachs. Now, Vavag, I'm sure, I'm him, also, go to the animals, some of those are moving oil. Come on, come, but you took all the Rahman, the Rashiv, but still by the animals, the Torah explicitly revealed that it's considered an oil. The Shin Vigim Nitzilik says in the Pasuk Neiva, but some is begin to say, you see that their body is considered as an oil. But it says Taisa Mil Rabbi Eliezer come on by the Kosher. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's brought later on. Most definitely, it's difficult because the Mefarish Taima the Shvavim. He explains the reasoning of the oxen from the beginning. Alav Erishalehem. But why is it considered sukkah? Because it protects under shepherd that's underneath them. Because the meet the Mishani, he explains, he answers the question regarding the bed, that even though it also protects for the shoes and the sandals, many of them is not considered oil to separate between that and the sukkah. From the Havi oil hour, because it's a temporary oil, and the oil and sukkah is oil keva, and the oil hour is not about oil keva. According to him, it comes out that shvarim is like any regular oil, because he does not learn that from the pasuk. A light time, according to that reason, kosher, how could you do it according to the one that holds it? Oil zarg is not oil, a shvar is oil zarg. And as Tais explained, for the shade of tevi middle chaitz, because even a box of regular bona fide oil that's moving is not chaitz. It's never Tais has difficulty how you can understand it according to Rabbi Yazir. The next Tais must begin the words of the Gemara about Tinekis Yeshu. And the children, they would sit on the cow. Tais says, but the Sefton, the Parak Tani, we learn the Sefton, the second parak, that Kol Shab and everyone agrees, Shat Tinekis Shich and Tfilah, that the children, they have to be Tevil, Kolema, a Kol Shab, and what do you mean everyone agrees? Although they have a machlokes regarding if the children have to first vazal shlish and shvi, could not as a par per gimel tzrichin how to make his lahazos the brisa gluy b'kibah and lohay tzrichin lahazos. That's what the Tais have to say. But everyone agrees that they have to first terrible again because of the tumah of the birth that they had from their mother, because of the maila of making the most possible tara possible. The next Tais must begin with gimel yod l'teich hamayim amol. So they would lower them into the water and they would fill up the water, which so haitanic is this down the holds. Immediately you die in it has to be actively filled up with one's own hands. Not to just lower the rope, because as Rashi explains why it says literally they went down into the water and they filled it up. So he says, but this is a great wonder what Rashi is explaining. Because the is part in all the anonymous Mishnayas, himself is part in the seventh parak, Shoimalichin. Chevel kedela malis, that they would take a longer rope to fill it up with the rope. Vefilnis malik klimi elav, and that actually it didn't have to be actively done. Even if the vessel filled up by itself, mashma the kosher meal, it sounds like it's kosher by being filled up that way. The dam said the parpek, hey, a shaykis shevisela, which is this type of trough that's in the rock, ain't a malin, but you can't fill up with it. Now, basically, if it was a vessel, a chibi besid, and you connect it with the lime, memal, then you can fill up with it the water for the sanctification of the paradimah waters, which the spring waters by themselves go into the rock, and it's going to be kosher. So you see, you don't have to actively fill it up. So for sure, you don't have to do it beyond. Oh, more of a time to separate the parva that amlef neir bekivim shemir b'shmal. They said neir bekivim neir b'shmal. Kaisis shel evan ha'yitluin b'karnei shram. They actually had these cups of stone that were hanging on the horns of the oxen. Once the oxen bent down to drink, the smaller cases, then the cup filled up because it was on the horn. So he said to them, don't give space for the Sadducees to go ahead and be lidus acharechem, as the Gersa, which they're going to laugh regarding all the stringencies that you're making. Rather, no, the children did it. But again, it sounds like the reason Rekiva was just that the tzedukim shouldn't last. But regarding the aloch of how it's being filled up, it's going to be kosher, even though it wasn't done by dayim. So rather, since it says, if near the fire, it seems to explain the Machi Pligi Rebis Rabban. The Machi Pligi Rebis Rabban is the Ban Savi Mishamahu Porto Lechashin the Kevat time. That little bit, the Nakatim Kevat time, and therefore we have them go down. If he's Chayesh, she's concerned, and therefore that's why you would have it specifically roll lower down with a rope, and not that they should go down themselves and maybe become Tame with Thomas the time for that small little time that they're coming off the ox. The next is Master begins with the Gemara Tanamach, similar in the Brysa. Now, Mashm Lechashi Brysa. Saint Tanya sounds like that it's a brisa, which Taisa says not because v'hi mishnah shleim zetzolus. It's a really a complete mishnah and zetzolus. Sefer the hidlel, the sefer that which we mentioned before. Nochitznan hasam. That this is what we learn in the mishnah. But the Rebbe Yehuda says kol oil shein osu b'di adam in oil, and the oil is not made by the adam in that oil. U'moidim shkiv mislaim, and that he agrees by these clefts, by these spaces from the boulders that fell off. That agrees, it's not Tanya, but it's rather the Tan. It's a Mishnah over there. The next Tais must begin with the Gemara Aridalis. I would adore the Yeshlakam, my great friend, which has many fists of space, So why are you saying it's not going to work? Which Tesis team, it's a wonder because how could the question have entertained Shaloi Yilud losses that the doors are not going to help? Oh, because you see, it's not helping. I has many a griffin, but what do you mean? Forget about that griffin. Well, it'd be the ultimate. But this is by a human intervention. It's the human being put it there as a purpose of oil. So forget about Kamek Grafen. But and also, how can you understand? Why would then he hold that the arkson would work more than the doors? If anything, the doors are more to be the other. Over conscious peers, Rashi explains, the question is entertaining, because it's not the norm to make an oil like that. And you're right, all the more so, well, the fees are based on this, tikshulei higufa. So then says Taisis, well, then the truth is that you have difficulty that even without Aristogia, you have a difficulty in Remuda. What's he saying that they didn't bring doors only oxen? What do you mean? Oxen are anything less than doors regarding that it's not a derech to be an oil. Says Taisis, but what you have to say is the kosaka daite, that the question was entertaining to say the balchem chashivi, yeah, actually creatures are more significant in Hatzal Tvei to save more from the tumimid losses. From doors, the chashav out to be considered as oil. Because Avavishain derech oil b'kach, although this is not the norm of making oil like this, which that's resolving the question that they said in Rashi. To the Mishnah itself, there's no difficulty why an oxen can be better and not by doors, because that we know from Svara that an animal is more chashav. That it's going to be considered an oil in contrast to the losses. But by other places is there, if we know from Svara that Baal HaChaim is better, so then why is the Gemara asking, Shvarim, which is the oil that's not by the, made by the Adam, even says that he make doors only by Shvarim. So what was the question? But oxen are different because Baal HaChaim is Chashivi. That's why it's considered oil even if it's not made by the Adam. But the thing is, you can't apply this reasoning in the Baal HaChaim Chashivi. Only something that's dependent on logic. But not that we learned from Mishkan. Previously, the Gemara had asked regarding Shvarim, was according to what Rehuda learns in oil from Mishkan, which exists a custom that if the oil is not made by the oil, it's not oil, and therefore it's not possible to say it's from Baal HaChem Chashivi, because ultimately, Lamaisa, it's not also by the oil. Next, says must begin the words of the Gemara, Shaddai Shaltan Gasalov. No, we're concerned that the child is going to be very comfortable on the door and be very arrogant, and he's actually going to fall down. No, obviously, says Taisis, Ksav Rehuda held, oil is Zorik Shmei oil, that a moving oil is considered oil. Mashma, because it sounds like from the Gemara, that if not for the fact that the child is very overly confident with the door, they would have brought the doors. So obviously, because even though it's oil zark, when you consider oil, it's only because that's why it says not to bring the doors.